91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it
this day.
Yes, this happy Friday.
Another good Friday.
You know, every day is a good Friday for the saints, for those that love the Lord. If you love the Lord, then this day is a good Friday, okay? And for those who are going to receive their paycheck, it's really a good Friday. Work, because you get in on the 11th hour, then the 12th hour is payday. So some people are getting into the payday today. Payday today, man.
A worker is worthy of his wages.
And is happy about it. And one of our programs, we said, don't go complain about your wages when you agree to it.
Yeah, you had to sign that employment contract.
Yeah, you agreed to it.
You agreed to it.
So don't complain.
You settled for it. You agreed to it. So if we want more, we have to find that employment contract that says more.
So more. And then educate yourself to get more. Do some stuff to get more. Mm-hmm. No complain. Mm-hmm. Don't complain now. I sign a contract. I'm going to break this contract and go for a bigger one. Hallelujah.
The CEO of that company is not making what you're making.
Yeah. Come on, somebody.
And if you're the CEO, the one that's higher than you, is not making what you're making. So we have to keep our eyes continually up. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 tells us to remember the Lord our God, for it is him who has given us power to be able to generate wealth, to establish his covenant, and to fulfill the promises to our forefathers. So there is a power that's locked up within you to be able to generate wealth. How do we identify it? By remembering the Lord, our God. We have to remember the attributes that he put within us, our gifts, our talents, our likes, our dislikes, even our agitations. Our agitations are indications of what God has sent us in the earth, the problem he has sent us in the earth to solve. The solution is locked up on the inside of you. There's a power within you to be able to generate wealth. You know, we utilize that power at work as somebody else's employee, but that same skill set that's making that company rich, you could access that power if you step out in faith to be able to operate as your own self, as your own business or your own corporation, as your own entity for multiple streams of income. God has called us to multiple streams of income to make his name great here in the earth realm. There is nothing that he will withhold from his beloved children. The desires of our hearts, when our heart is meshed with his heart, are his desires. Therefore, there is nothing that he will not do.
There is nothing that he won't do to make you make your day count. He wants you to make your day count. And then this Friday, you ought to make life work. Make life work. Make it happen. Make life. God wants you to make this life work in this earth realm. He wants us to shine where? In this earth realm. He wants us to be successful where? In this earth realm. He wants to say, well done, that my good and faithful servant. Where? In this world, right? He wants to look at you and says, he's well pleased. He says that about Jesus. He says, here is my beloved son, in whom I am what?
Well pleased.
Where? Where did he say it? When Jesus was where? In the earth, right? And when Jesus was leaving the earth, he says, Father, my hour has come. Glorify your son now. Because all that you have given me to do, I do them. And he was going over it. We come here on an assignment, my friend. Beloved, in this day is a day that we have one more day to fulfill our assignment, what God has called us to do.
In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, therefore he says, awake, you who sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So when they say, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly. That means look around carefully.
Yeah.
Not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Wisdom from above will cause time to be revealed. Redeemed. When we operate in wisdom from above, time is redeemed. So we must be looking circumspectly. We must be looking all around us for opportunities. We must be seeking wisdom from above. The things that used to take you 8 hours now start taking you 1 hour. Time has been redeemed back onto you. Things that used to take 2 hours now take you 25 minutes. Time is being redeemed back onto you when we operate in wisdom from above. I know that there's some things that it has been the Holy Spirit that has taught me, that has caused time to be redeemed back onto me. Things that co-workers, things that other people continue to struggle with, continue to be time-consuming in their day. God has taught me how to do those things with excellence and efficiency. So we have to be seeking after God. Pray while you're working. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
He will show you what to do. A lot of times, especially if you work on a computer, a lot of times you're one or two clicks away from saving a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
The things we're trying to figure out is already written into the program. We just need to know the key of how to click and how to use it. So he is a redeemer of the time. Walk circumspectly. Look all around you for opportunities. Seize opportunities in the midst of chaos, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of calls. Seize opportunities. Everybody who is doing something in this day, I'm telling you, it is working. If you're working on something right now, you're saying, yes, it is. Amen. People who have started one business have ideas now for a second, a third, and a fourth. There are so many people that I've been talking to recently that are having huge breakthroughs. Huge. I'm talking about credit scores going up 200 points. When you know how much people struggle just to get it to go up 20 points.
Yeah.
It going up 200 points in the matter of 2 months.
Yes.
Because there is a timeline, an earthly timeline that God is defying in this time. The earthly timeline, God is defying it. There is acceleration on it in this time. When we look to him as our sole source, and we do what we can do, we do the controllable, and God will do the uncontrollable. He will do the impossible. When we do the possible,
yes,
he will do the impossible. But there's no reason for him to do the impossible if we're not yet even doing the possible.
I love that when we do the controllable, the things that we can control, he expects us to do it. He don't expect us to pray to him, to ask him to control those things that we can control. When we do the controllable, then the things that we cannot control, he does it.
And I love to use the example of the double doors at the store. Think about whatever store you got to go to, whatever you're contemplating in your mind. Oh, before I go home, I need to stop at the store. I need to get this. I need to get that. Whatever that store is, Walmart, whatever, Aldi, whatever store you're going to go to, those double doors are opening all throughout the day, but they're not opening to you until you're in position to walk right through them. So it doesn't matter how much stuff we need, how many things we're complaining as we go through our house. Oh, man, we're out of this. Oh, man, we need this. It doesn't matter if you have all the money in the bank to be able to go get it. Until you're actually in position to walk in those doors are not opening for you. They're opening for other people,
yeah, but they're
not opening for you until you get in position. You know, you could be at home screaming, yelling, oh, I wish I had this. Oh, I need this. Oh, God, God. But the doors for that will open for you when you get in position.
Because it's already there.
Yeah. It's already there. Yeah, it's already in existence. Everything we need, every solution, it's already in the earth.
It's already there. What a good analogy. Mm-hmm. It's already there, but it's not going to come to you until you access it. You got to get in position. Okay, the work was there for those laborers, mm-hmm. and they didn't get it the first, but it was there. It opened up for some people who go in at 6. It opened up for those who go in at 9. It opened up because the door is open. Mm-hmm. It's there. It's already there. Mm-hmm. That door opened when you had access. Mm-hmm. And it was at the 11th hour. They were in position. They were still in line, man. Mm-hmm. They were still in line. They didn't get out of line. They get up to the door at the 11th hour. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I knew they were in line. Mm-hmm. You says, how do you know they were in line? Because the landowner says, why are you idle, stand idle all day? They said, we were here in line, but no one what? Hired us. No one hired us. They get up there at the 11th hour. You got to be in position to do. You have to be in the line. Can't go into public if you don't get in line. You know, you want to get something in public, and you go out there, and you see people passing you, go through the door, you say, oh, I need to get this. And you sit in your car. You'll never get it until you get out that car and go up to those double doors.
Go get it.
When you get up to those double doors, it's certainly going to open. And you now can access the things that are inside. Mm-hmm. Will you do that today? Yeah. In this beautiful Friday, I am going to make my day mm-hmm. count. Mm-hmm. I am going to make life happen for me. Mm-hmm. I am going to make life work. Yeah. It's going to work.
It must be your confession.
Yes.
Because when we're saying that it's going to work, we're decreeing a thing. We're declaring it, and it's established. And then light will shine to show us how to make it work, mm-hmm. how to do it. But when we're saying, I can't do it, you're just turning the light off.
Yeah.
When you're saying, no, no way, not me, I'll never, you're turning the light off. But when we say, I can, the light is coming.
Yeah, and
the light
shine.
Is turned on.
Yeah.
So when we're turning our head in different directions, then we'll be able to see.
Yeah.
The way in which we shall go. When we declare a thing, it will be established for us, and light will shine
on our ways.
And then when you think about in Psalms where he says that you're a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path, and if you think about that physical example, if you had flashlights attached to your ankles, they're going to project light for a certain distance, whatever the distance is, say 10 feet. Now, if you begin to walk, you're going to be able to see more of what's ahead, because as you're moving, though the light is shining the 10 feet, you're moving forward, so you're exposing more of what's to come. So we must be moving. God will show you your next as you are moving. We must begin with a willing mind and what's already in our hands. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Darrell Evans. Your passion for Jesus will be inspiring to others, so keep listening to today's Modern Worship on WMIE 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Can we just do something real quick? If you love the Lord and you're thankful that he loves you, will you just give him a praise?